Now, having completed the mundane aspects of life this morning, waking, dressing, washing, eating breakfast, going to the toilet, and so on, now set your mind towards the reality of existence. Since beginning this time, ourselves and all others have been caught in the prison of karma and disturbing conceptions. Very, very rarely experiencing life as we are now, as a human being. Mostly in the intolerable sufferings of the three lower realms. It is not by chance that we are here as a group meditating on the Dharma, but this is the result of a long process of previous lives, of living in pure morality with the aspiration to understand reality and the compassion to find a way out of suffering for self and all others. So think strongly, I'm not going to waste this half hour meditation on idle thoughts focused around me. What I want, what I don't want, what others think of me, what I am, and so on. Think I must broaden my outlook to embrace the welfare of all Mother Sentient beings. And therefore I'm going to meditate on the Chittamatran thought. Understand the profound presentation of the mind-only philosophy. Begin by focusing your entire attention without distraction on the coming and going of your breath as the air enters and leaves the nostrils. If we follow distracting thoughts, we are abandoning our promise to guide all our past mothers out of suffering. Hold your focus upon the breath. nothing, situation. We have three people, and they perceive a fourth person. Perceiving that person as a man. Collectively, they have a common karma. To perceive that fourth person. Each of the three says, I see a man there. That is the common object. Arising from the collective karma of the three individuals. That common object is another powered phenomenon. A man arising from causes and conditions. But the common object is not the essence of mind. When we talk about the mind and its observed sensory object being the same substance or essence, we analyze each of the three individuals in turn. What do they see in detail? The first person says, I see a bad man. He's my enemy. Everything appearing regarding the man towards this first person is tainted by evil, coming from that individual's mind. That first person's mind, the object that he sees, an evil person, are the same essence. We ask the second person, what does he see? He says, I see a good man. He is my friend. All aspects of the observed person appear good to that person's mind. As the second person's mind and the observed man are one essence. We ask the third person, what does he see? He says, oh, I see a man who's a stranger. I know nothing about him. The appearance of that man as a stranger, neither good nor bad. And the mind of the third person, one essence. The man is seen in three individual ways, as friend, enemy, or stranger. there is no fourth way of existing, of that object of observation, the man. There is no man in his own right existing independently of the observer's mind. Completely empty of existing in the way he appears as an independent, self-reliant person, not associated with the mind of the observers. So do analytical meditation, observing how you do perceive that object, that man, as existing independently of mind in his own right. And analyze how, if he did exist in such a way, how could he possibly exist independently of the observing mind? And then reflect single-pointedly on the emptiness of that man existing in such a way. think that we are all living in our individual world, which is a reflection of our karmic ripening. There is no external reality independent of our mind whatsoever. Life is truly like a dream in which everything is projected from our own mind, our own karmic ripening. But we react as if it were existing in its own right, separate, out there. We react with attachment, aversion, and so on. This is the mistake, born out of ignorance. Not understanding non-duality. Think that you, your life, all the good experiences, the bad experiences, recent and past, are nothing but projections of your mind. As much as we try to control external events, people, situations, we will always be frustrated. But if we learn to control our mind, then automatically we gain control over our experience, our life, and the events in our life. abandoning dualistic appearance. Let your mind abide blissfully in the wisdom of non-duality. I dedicate the positive outcome of this meditation to all Mother Sentient Beings. Through this meditation, may I quickly achieve the wisdom, seeing reality, and complete the path to enlightenment, so that I can guide all Mother Beings out of suffering. Then stop the meditation.
Goes to cancel and it will be put out in the next 10 minutes.